Sunday night, Baruch Chaf Aleph Teves, I believe. And we're learning Minchas Chinuch, and we're up to Mitzvah Yitzches, and we're starting again the Minchas Chinuch of Mitzvah Yitzches, Aleph. And it's Kiddush Bechoros. We already discussed at length the whole weirdness of this mitzvah, if you can call it that. Now we're learning Minchas Chinuch. L'Kaddish Bechoros, Shenemar, Andinam of Warren Barichos, Barishonim Bachrainim, Vendaki Bechibazel Laharach, Menyan Amelu, Rekla Orer. In Eidinza, the mitzvah Lahakdish, that's the mitzvah to say it should be Kaddish to Rabuchor Behema, who were Rambam, Perakalot, and Bechoros, Halacha Dalad, Bain Lacha Mishnah, Mishnah Melech, the Postik Chachamim, the Rambam, this is really a Machlekes Tanoim, the Rambam's Paschaling like Chachamim, Rama's Pasuk, the Erechim, of course, Tesla Manala Fayin Shom, Rosh Pesach, the Rosh Grad the Pasuk, Rabbi Yishmael, Shom, Vein Tzorech Lahakdisho, everyone holds Vein Tzorech Lahakdisho, it's going to be Kaddish anyway, that's not the Shaila, the Shaila is if Tzorech Lahakdisho to do the Mitzvah, okay, this is a Mitzvah Lahakdisho. Find Rashi b'chukosai pasuk ach b'chor shor before the pasuk rabbonon Ramban shom rotzul lahasigo utmeheni shizibri Rashi em krabbonon. So what does he want? Vayim b'mizrachi she'er b'zeh ayin shom u'miloshon harav ha'machaber nira the lomeid the nilma mi pasuk se dechsiv kadesh. And as, okay, Kaddish Yikol B'chor, Pentecol Rechem B'nei Yisrael, B'adom U'v'abehim Alihu. Remember the Pesach Zen, Namer Al-Adom U'b'chor B'hem U'tzmei Agamke, meaning Chamor. Shein Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. So if we want to talk about the Mitzvah L'Hakdisho, so the Pesach and the source of that is not the first Pesach in the Parsha, the second Pesach in the Parsha. I mean, I don't know where Minchas Chinuch is headed with that, but it's not muchrich that that's the mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah lahakdisho of Chachamim, that even though it's Kodesh Me'el of mitzvah lahakdisho, that doesn't mean that that's the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoros, of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Obviously, by a Bechor Adam and a Bechor Behemah Tzmeya, a Chamor, there's no mitzvah l'akdisho. It just means it's a mitzvah l'akdisho. It's a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that's the mitzvah. So say of the minyan mitzvahs is l'akdisho. And we got a problem according to Rabbi Shmuel, like how do you replace the missing mitzvah? It's not going to be a problem. The mitzvah l'akdisho doesn't mean that din. It means in general to treat it as being Kadosh, just like whatever it means by Bechor Adam or Bechor Behema, or Bechor Behema Treifa, or Bechor Behema, you know, not Kosher, Chamor. But the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by it. Dubemis Pasuk Zen, Nemer al Adam u Bechor Behema Tzmeya, Gamkin Sheimitz al Hagdish, Makalim, whom he Pasuk Taktish Hashem al Kecha. Again, that's the Pasuk from where you learn out the Mitzvah Lahakdisho, which I don't think is necessarily referring to the minyan of the minyan HaMitzvahs. But it's a mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah Lahakdisho. You have to make it Kaddish also. It's Kaddish Me'elotaka, and there's a Mitzvah Lahakdisho also. Akalimunim Yipazuk Taktas Hashem Elokecha, Bechenu B'shaz Ve'erchen Shom, Rambam Kan, Ma'pazuk U'Beparshas Re'ei, V'shom Nemar Kol HaBachor, She'yivoli B'Bekorcho V'tzoncho, and it's Afrika B'chor Behem Torah. Obviously only a B'chor Behem Tmeah is there a Mitzvah Lahakdisho. There's no Mitzvah Lahakdish anything else. When we see the Dibur HaRambam, Shekosuf Koidum Uzeb Aloch HaGimel, Din B'chor Baal Mun, Bein Shanola B'mumo V'chulo. Lachar Kach Kosuf Din Zeh, Nired Af B'chor Baal Mun, Shanola B'mumo, Mikol Mokol Mitzvah Lahakdisho. We said a Bechor Baal Mum is like a carbon with a mum, except that a Bechor, it's always has that you don't have to be told it. It's not a kedusha was done, it's a kedusha was hagulf, but you don't have to be told it. So, he says, when the Rambam it's mashal is a mitzvah like this, a bechor that's born with a mum. Again, the bechor that's born with a mum is also kaddish me'elav, and it has the kedushas korban with a mum. And it has all the dinim of a carbon with a mum. I won't make the joke again that you can't milk it. That's obviously a zachar, but you can't work with it. So even if it's born with a mum, you can't work with it. Unlike other carbonos, if a child is born with a mum, you can work with it. But by a bechor, it's like automatically kaddish kedusha shagul. But the Rambam says it's also mitzvah l'agdisho, the bechor bal mum. When you give it a voda, you can share it, use the hair, work with it. Voda nyani hilchos b'choros. So the implication in the Rambam is a further chiddush that applies also to a b'chor b'al mum. Tremendous chiddush. This is even a bigger chiddush than mitzvah l'agdisho. Is mitzvah lahakdish a bechor bal mum that's born that way? Then the makdish bal mum on his back, even belav. You granted normally you're over alav if you makdish a bal mum to be a korban, even though it can't be a korban. But you're over if you do that action of being makdish a bal mum. But here it's a mitzvah to do it. Vayin shas v'rambam perak aleph. You don't necessarily trying to give a teretz that you're not being makdisha to be a korban b'chor. You're being makdisha to have kedushas b'chor, meaning it's a matnas kuna and whatever is involved. Began b'amum yeshu kedushas b'chor l'cham ben yonim. Began b'chutz lares afloi chazu v'akrova. So what the Minchas Chinuch just said is that the mitzvah l'akdisho b'peh is lo kashur with it being a korban, even if it's already a balmum, and even if it's a b'chor in chutz l'aretz, which is not going to be a korban, and doesn't have all the kedushas korban, it's not a korban, just because it's kedushas targum, it's not a korban. So there's still a mitzvah l'agdisho, and you're not even allowed. Oh, you're not allowed to be makdish of almum. Okay. V'chayovim. Everybody has that as beis. So you bring it, he's talking about now a b'chor tomim. You bring it as a korban. Okay, so. Einu mavur b'zivri harav ha-mechaber. Im a bechor nitim anshe mishmer davka, or rashoi litim chol koin sheyerche. You're bringing it. I don't know who's bringing it. You're bringing it. The koin is bringing it. I don't know who's bringing it to the base of mikdash. It's before the 30 and 50 days. The owner would be bringing it. If it's, yeah, I mean, you have to give it to a koin. So the koin is bringing it to the base of mikdash. So he doesn't have. He can keep it. Why does he have to give it to any kind he wants to? He can keep it. What?
Isn't he asking which coin he gives it to?
Yeah, but it doesn't. He's just a caretaker. He was supposed to give it to the Bukhara from day one. He was supposed to give it to a client from day one. It was never his. Like that. Okay. So, Akabonim is Matnas Kuhuna. So, most of Matnas Kuhuna, the owner has famous Hanah. He gets to choose who he wants to give it to. So, I guess the Menchas Chinuch wants to know, is it the same here? Does he get to choose which coin he wants to give it to, or he has to give it to the Kohanim of that week's Mishmar? I don't know why. Even though he doesn't even have to bring it to the base of Mikdash. That's what I don't understand. He doesn't have to bring it to the base of Mikdash. He gives it to the guy in the street. He gives it to him. So why should it go to Lanchi Mishmar? I mean, I know it's a carbon. I mean,
maybe that's the question, how much is it supposed to be a carbon?
The answer is, it's because it's a carbon. But even though I'm saying he doesn't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, he gives it a coin anyway in Yerushalayim. What? Also, among others. Okay. Lashon Rambam Kan Perakal Vodach Rasovi Royal Lee Shabachor Nitan the Cholkoy and Sheyirtsa. But that means, as I said, but then you give it to any kind you want, then he can come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as his carbon. That's the din of every client. Every client comes to the Beis HaMikdash, push aside the Anshei Mishmar and bring it as a carbon. Mine comes to the Mishnah Zayin Tzavis Adonai Labailim. Hakaponim Bavur Dein Tzorach Litin Lanshei Mishmar El Kachayin Sheyirtsa. The same Mashmah Bedvar Perek Aleph Mebukharim Halacha Yud. What we just said, yeah, he gives any kind he wants. That's a Rambam. The Yeshua told us, I know, the other Shona, Rashoy Yisrael, one of the Yisrael Acher, Helich Sol Azu, Betain Truma, Ibuchor, Shermanus, Shermatonus, Leplani Akai and Ben Biti. You could pay someone off to give their Kamatnus Kuna to a specific Kayan. Came Pirish because of Mishnah Kamadivi, a Rambam. Avo Atur Yerideya Shemeshim Laman Aleph Isik Al Rambam the Bechor Bebucharis Perik Ad Kamo Chayim Zayin Laman Aleph the Bechor Matanos Ein Bohem Tavis Hanoa Kivin the Kedushas Domim Ninu Osilamitik the Sober Aschel Kedushas Sayu Chayim Beisresu Shema Shatiris. Why does it have Kedushas Domim? Are we talking about with a mum? No, yeah, must be with a mum. Why would it have Kedushas Domim? The only side is Kedushas Domim. I'm talking about with a mum. But even then, it's not even true. It doesn't have Kedushas Domim. It has Kedushas Agus. What? Again, you like that lotion, but you're not allowed to do work with it. You're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to use its hair. Suleim Magdashim, it has the din of every Suleim Magdashim, which is a hybrid of Sule and an. But it's not. It's not. Although the Shas, I'm not called Kedushas Domim. I mean, everything's different. Most Karbonos are not Kaddish. You appointed them already. Any Kedusha they had went onto the coins, onto the money. And still you can't do work with them or shear them or milk them. But the Kedusha really went off onto the coins that you applied it with. The Bechor is no pigeon. It has a mum, so it's not a carbon. So it's still, it's certainly, I mean, it's no worse than...
Why is that? Is there a sorrow?
What?
Why is that? After all the Kedusha goes off into the coin, it's still...
Because it's still Matnas Kuhuna. You don't need... Why doesn't it need pigeon? I don't know. I'll ask you a question back. Why does every carbon need pigeon? If it gets a mum. It's not a carbon anymore.
Is it not a carbon anymore?
No, it has a mum. Okay, so.
Mum and the
maybe. Maybe. The Bechor is Mom and Kayim. Okay. Anyways, he's talking about the Bailam has Tavus Hanoi even in a Baal Mum. Even the Kedusha is Domim. Okay, we have to get a Gemara on Bechorus. Any volunteers? Of Chav Zayin Amal Aleph, Bechoros. Thank you. Who was there Thursday night? Thursday night I was very lively.
Yeah, Thursday night
I was very lively. Now I'm struggling to be lively. Bechoros is no way to look. Yeah. Okay, it's probably someone's going to say, well, that should come. What do you mean, I'm going to tell you something? You don't pick the time, you give it to them. Thank you. Doesn't mean Kedusha is done. It means there's only, it's not a carbon anymore. It's only a mominus sticker in you, and you have to give it to a kohen. It's like Hilchos mominus now.
It doesn't have Kedusha's goof?
It doesn't really refer to Kedusha. It has whatever every Psulei HaMukdashim has. Call it what you want. Whatever every carbon that has a mum, even if the pigeon, you're not allowed to work with it, you're not allowed to milk it, you're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to use the wool. So, no bust, you can only eat it. So whether that is a function of it still retaining a residue of Kedusha, I don't know. Doesn't matter. But it's certainly not Kedusha's domain, but either has a Kedusha's angulf or it has nothing. But they explain it. It means it's only an Inyan Mamoni to give it to the Kayan. It's no longer a carbon. It's like Matnas Kuna, like Truma. You have to give it to the Kayan. It's a monetary obligation. You have to give it to the Kohen, like Zroya L'Chayayim and Keva. So if you would allow... the word Tavis Hanoah is being used in a different sense. It doesn't mean can the Yisrael who has it choose which kohen to give it to. Which is usually what Tavis Hanoah means. Here it's more literal. Is the Yisrael allowed to pay money to someone to give it to his relative, the kohen? But that's the real meaning of Tavis Hanoah. It has a monetary value assigned to it. The ability to give to whatever kind you want has a monetary value. So when the Gemara here says or asks if it has, the Gemara says it does not have. But Truma has Tavis Hanoah means a Yisrael or anybody is allowed to pay off the farmer to give it to his relative to claim. He's allowed to pay him off.
That's Kedusha.
It's nothing to do with Kedusha. We're talking the words Tavis Hanoah. Normally, that's really what Tavis Hanoah means. It's a monetary right. It has come to mean just the ability to give it to whoever you want. But here the Gemara is using it in a more literal sense. The ability to take money to give it to whoever you want.
Chi money.
What?
Chi money. Chi money. Like the guy can decide who they're renting out the apartment to.
Oh.
You can drive with no money. Fix you.
So.
Chi money.
So the Gemara says by a Bukhar you can't. There's no Tavis Hanoah. That's what it means, there's no Tavis Hanoah. You're not allowed to take money. You're not allowed to give money. Right? You're not allowed to take money. You're not allowed to pay someone. You're not allowed to pay the Yisrael to give the Bechor to a particular kohen. You're not allowed to pay him off. That's what it means, there's no Tavis Hanoah. He can give it to whoever he wants, which is the way Tavis Hanoah, what it has come to mean. But the way the Gemara is using it here, it means a monetary payment, to accept a monetary payment to give it to a particular kohen, you're not allowed to. Why? The Gemara says a whole cheshbon. Because since there's no Kedusha on it now, not really, the true mass Kedusha. So even if you pay the guy, the Yisrael, to give it to a particular kohen, it will be realized that the Truma maintains its Kedusha. So no Tomei person will eat it, and you realize it. But here, since it's not a, it's called Kedushas Domin, so it's explained, there's no more, it's not a carbon anymore. It's only a monetary thing. You have to give it to a Kayan. So if you take money to give it to a Kayan, people will think that all vestiges of Kedusha are now off, and they'll do work with it, and they'll use the wool, and they'll treat it taka like chulin, gemurim, which you're not allowed to do. V'asi l'minik b'hon minik d'chulin, meaning they'll work with it, and they'll take the wool, and the milk. Well, no milk, it's a safa. Okay. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. So there's no toivus hanoah because of a gzeira. Again, the context of no toivus hanoah for a mechor ba'amur means you're not allowed to. Of course, the toivus hanoah the Yisrael can choose who to give it to. You're not allowed to pay him money to give it to a particular person, because if you do, people will think that releases all vestiges of Kedusha. That money.
It's zero to Rabbanu. It's not the rest of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. There's still all other korbanos that are mums you can do this to, and they still can't be sheared.
Well, there's no union of giving. The only other comparison the Gemara has is Truma. Other korbanos, there's no mitzvah to give it. Here you're paying, you have to give away the Bukhar to someone. And Gemara's comparing it to Truma. You have to give away to someone. So here, so he says, Mitzvah, okay. Linyan and Yeshu Bailam Toybus Hanoah, but before Tamar Rabbahmum, that's the Rambam, Perigit Beis Matrumas, the Yeshu Toybus Hanoah, is then the Shono. You're allowed to take money to give a Truma or Bukhar to a particular Tryon, you're allowed to. But the tour says, as the Gemara says, you're not allowed to. That's the Gemara we just saw. Abul Atur Yeridea Shemeshin Namo Aleph, Hisig Al Rambam, the Mabur Bebuchairis Perik Ad Tama, Das Gazayan Amal Aleph, which we just saw, the Bechoru Matanos, and Bohem Taylor Sanoa, Kivin the Kedushas Domin, then who also the Mitte Dasu Asko Kedushas Sayu. So now we're smart and we know what that sentence means. Okay. Tam, which has to be a carbon anyway, you know, you have to bring it to the Beis Mikdash and bring it as a carbon. So maybe then, yes, we're talking about another bylaw. You don't have to be afraid of what you'll think, because it's still a carbon, so it'll be brought to the base of Mikdash, you're brought to the carbon. You're not going to think that all vestiges of Kedusha came off with your payments. So maybe then you could take money to give the Bukhar Tomim to a particular kohen. The Loi Shayach Haitaima. No, the Esher, the Loi Chilto Chazal, the Dover Zehumid Durabonon, Timur B'Shas, which does the Mitzvah, you make a mistake. I will be derived to certainly Yeshua by them Toivus Hanoah, Afilu Bebuchor Ba'omum, Nafkumina Linya Kedushin, Yazlina Basa Diyaraisa, Ukudesha Eslamam Yisrael, Toivus Hanoah Momen, I will be Yazlina Basa Diyarabonan, Kimin the Chazal Afkrei Lomomen, Lohavidin Momen, Nadvar Matikim, this is the raid already, Vagam Linya Kedushin, Fosa Garamon Perkei, Mihil Chasisha, Salah Chavav, Toivus Hanoah, Eina Momen Linya Kedushin, Ben Kamakomo, Al Kapon Yesh Rabbilam Toivus Hanoah Minatoira, Lcholinyan, Abu Rabbonon Gozru. Rambam Svilay, the Bcholinyan Yesh Lam Toivus Hanoah Midirabbonon, and I don't know, there has to be some terrors from the Rambam, it should be fair from the Gemara. I ain't Shema Beit Shaykh. Shema Tosib Yomarit Al Gazi, the Bcholros, Herich Lazevich, Shal Rambam the Sugis Hashas. Who Pilpil Boirich, the Rambam Hoyle Girsa Acheris. Well, that's easy enough. Vayin shemoy shekosav the Rambam docha sud yuzu mid sugi de erech and afkol chesam ad beiz. Mishnah habuchor bein tam bein bamum machrina. Oimdim kamo adim rotolit. And there is like a monetary evaluation you can make on a buchor bamum. Vur lehedya karambam. That you could take money for it. Vagam kem befalpo shom deraisu yeshu tolus hanoh. Vagam kem shom mayri min atoira. Ach lashita shetolui. They have been based in them, came in the Tal Toivus Hanoah, okay, the Gamma Papal, Shom and Yeshvili, Ben Tamoy Balmud, the Tamoy Shah, the Zeros Chazal, as we just said, because it's a carbon, it's both Zeros. Many Al Godel, Shekamoto, Shekshala Ramam, Yashas, the Bechoros, Echel Zohar do Kushas Hatur Hanal on the Rambam. The Teres Rabbeinu HaBeisraisim Shem, which we don't know what that is. The Torah here. Different gears or whatever. Okay, we'll stop here while I'm ahead. Hey, we're both by Gimel. So far, so good. Dalit is that the same? And hey, and Vav? That's it. And then we have a Zion, you know. And I think that's the most. Ever was.
Did Rabbi Eli Hirsky ever go back?
With the Teretz? I talked to him, yeah.
I know.
Did he ever go back with the Teretz? No. I was thinking about it a lot on Shabbos and today. I don't have a Teretz. You hear the riddle of Rabosa. It's not a riddle, it's a good question. A damn good question, I might say. The Chinuch says there's two sharoshim for the mitzvah of Kiddush Shacharis.
Your friend didn't get back to you?
No. Well, who's my friend? He's not a magician. So you think of a Teretz too. I just thought it was cool to call him.
He wrote the book.
He didn't think of the question then. Neither did I. That night I worked on it too. Where does the Torah come off saying something that really is logical? That it's like Bikurim and like Challah and like Truma, like the first fruit you give to Hashem. But the Torah says the second reason. The Torah says that it's Kashur with Makas B'chairis. So, like, how, as compelling a svara as it is, and I admit it's logical and compelling, but if the Torah says a different reason, like, what gives the Torah the right to say, hey, that's the second, the chinuch, I'm sorry, the chinuch, because that's the second reason. But I'm not even talking about the equals and second and that first. Even if you reverse it, I've had the same question. Like,
plus, if there are two shurashim, it's this one.
Ideally, I don't, also don't understand the concept of two shurashim to a mitzvah.
It doesn't bother me more than I've heard you say that you can learn Mishnah as a leeward without the Gemara, and there could be a different mahalak than the mahalak.
Yeah, but.
What gives the Torah the right to have a mahalak and Mishnah if you already have the Gemara?
Okay.
So is that not the same question?
No. What?
You could have a parish on the Mishnah that has a different mahalak than what you already know is the Gemara.
Which is a huge Kiddush, but the answer is, so the Tosfos Yontif says that just like there's a rule of Ein Mikra Yotzim in Dei Pshuto, that there's a Pashup Shat in the Pashup, and you don't have to, as long as it's not Nidei Lawacha, you don't have to interpret the Pashup even the way Chazal did. There's something called Ein Mikra Yotzim in Dei Pshuto. So the Tosfos Yontif says, Ein Mishnah Yotzim in Dei Pshuto. You have a simple meaning of a Mishnah, you're not tied to the Gemara Pshat. Because of this rule, Ein Mishnah Yotzim Dei Pshuto. And this is different, like Shulchan Aruch Torah, or Pshat, Remez, Rashi. So,
like Professor Alman.
Right, that was my raya, that he was right.
Yeah, but we could say the same thing.
By the way, he never quoted the Tosfos Yontif in his defense of himself.
Okay.
He quoted, I think, a Risho that says it's legitimate. The Gemara's teretz on the Mishnah is so convoluted, and it's so like, you know, it's like not nice. Like you want to like, oh, come on, that's not what the Mishnah means. Sir. I don't know.
Why don't you just give it as a teretz? Like
the only thing I can think of is it's so compelling that it's he just holds it's totally. But Miller likes to always say that if something is compelled, Gemara once in a while says Ramali Kra Svarah. So I like to explain the Gemara, and you've heard this to me 100 times already, that, and what do you mean the whole Torah Svarah? The whole Torah is logical, it's not illogical. So we're machalik between compelling logic and non-compelling logic. And when it's compelling, the Gemara says lomali cross svarahu. Okay, but the Rabbi Victor Miller uses that question to show the, because there's a lovus in Akdama and many places throughout the Sefer builds a triad of bases for Torah, for everything in Torah. Svara, Pasuk, and Torah Shemalka. And Svara is always first. And Rabbi Miller says, globally cross Svara, if something is, and according to our Torah, compellingly logical, then that beats out, you don't need a Pasuk. The human mind is the best source of something, logic.
But that's the case here, though. Then I would ask that on the puzzle. Then why is there a puzzle?
Well, the puzzle says a second reason.
Right.
The puzzle says a second reason. The first reason is so, that's the only thing I can think of. The first reason is so compelling that it's true, and Al Karchach, the Torah's reason, is a second reason. Even though it's like, Bechar, I mean, come on, fellas. Now, they speak of Bechar, Pentecost, Rechem. Maybe in a Chumash, in a Siddur, or a Chumash, you say the Abba Parshas every day. So when you start off the Parsha, you say, V'divar Hashem al Moshe Limor, Kadashi Kol Bukhor, Pentakol Rechem B'nei Yisrael, V'domu V'ayim Mal Lihu. And it doesn't say why. Maybe that's the fact. It doesn't say why. Like a puzzle, it doesn't say why. Then Moshe starts talking to the Am about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Matzah, and Chametz, and see for Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Tefillin, and the Torah. Then starts the, so in the first parsha, called Kadesh, it doesn't say a reason. It doesn't say anything. Then in the second parasha it says, "Lo yakivi acho Hashem eliris haklani kashen nishmol l'chol v'la v'sachem v'ha'olah v'avarka chol peta rechem Hashem chol peta shekev imo Hashem peta chamor chor b'lecho tifte lo yakivi shol chol v'incho mochor v'imor mazos marta ilo v'nir v'hi kishol v'yokenu v'rug Hashem kol b'chor b'eret v'frayim v'yeh al tein an izoveach v'Hashem. So maybe it's like two parshas. Maybe the first parsha, which doesn't say a reason, just says, and that's it. So that would be, maybe that's where the chinuch has a right to say it. Maybe like that parsha is introducing the mitzvah without a reason. And the second parsha is giving it, maybe. Okay, I guess you're right. Would you take it?
Yeah.